What do you remember of the children's home in Malvern?
It was horrible. It was nuns. I was probably one of the rebels. I was a rebel, I admit. I was made to make bread. That was your punishment. You had to go into the kitchen, the boiling hot kitchen them days. No, none of this central heating, no, none of that. And no visitors at all. I was made to work. And when I was ready to come out of home, I always remember they bought me a coat and new shoes. I think that was the first I ever remember having in my life. Seriously. And then I went from there, went back up to see my step-parent, my stepfather and mother. Mother said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I come to see you." So I walked through the back garden, the old man's in the garden. "And are you staying?" I said, "Well, I've just got here. I had a rally bike. I saved up enough money to buy myself a bicycle, an old green one. Got back on my bike. I rode all the way from there back to Tetbury, where my Auntie Daisy lived." This is what I remember like. Mm-hmm. She was lovely, very kind to me. I stayed there a few days, but she told me who my real father was. John Crugan. That was the name she gave him, right? But she didn't live long enough for me to be able to find out. She had that in her legs very bad. And she died quite recently after that. But whenever I used to go and see her, she treated me like her own. She was really kind. But she did say about my stepfather. But I never got to know him. Never, my real father, never ever saw him. No. Nope.